Good afternoon, my conscious co-creators. Welcome to another edition of the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. I am very, very pleased that you are all here with me today. Oh, I've got a wonderful show in store for you today with a dear friend and mentor of mine, Monique Bloxiel. And I am so looking forward to bringing her on the show. We're going to be talking all about embracing opportunities, even in challenging times. But first, of course, we have our quotes of the day from the universe and from Abraham. So let's start off with our quotes as usual, and we'll get to it. So first, from Mike Dooley in the universe. Today, there are likelihoods, no concretes, no absolutes, nothing predestined or set in stone, just likelihoods. And the ones that will come to pass will all pivot on you and your thoughts. Tally-ho, the universe. Ah, we love our quotes from Mike Dooley in the universe today, reminding us that, well, I really think what the universe is trying to tell us today is that there is no fate. There is no, you know, this is destined to happen, and no matter what, this is going to happen. And that it's really just, I like to say, probabilities and possibilities. And there's a million of them in front of us each and every day. And it really just depends on where our focus and our thoughts and how we show up, where it takes us in an individual day. Because it could happen it could happen in a way where maybe we're not paying that much attention. So then we miss something. We miss an opportunity to be with somebody fully. And then another time, maybe we are paying attention. And then because we're paying attention, we make a very conscious act towards something, and that brings us so much further along in our day. So what the universe is saying here is, hey, it's not just about life and what's happening around us and everything that's all here. It's about how we show up in the world. It's about what we're focusing on. It's about what we're thinking about. It's about where we're putting our attention and our focus. And that really is the ultimate power. That's really our free will and our choice. So I think it's a great quote from the universe, a wonderful reminder to keep in mind. I think actually very apropos for my guest today. You'll see why. Okay, wonderful quote. Let's go on to the quote from Abraham. Abraham says, most people who are looking for mates that they haven't quite found yet are so interested in getting to where they're going that they're missing the fun of going there. Abraham. Well, this is one of those quotes, of course, that's all about the journey, right? Sometimes we are so caught up in the destination, which in this case, Abraham happens to be talking about, you know, finding a mate, finding a lover, finding, you know, somebody else. But you can apply it to anything, whether it's, you know, publishing a book, building up a huge business, coming out with a product, you know, just serving people and working with people. It's all the same. If we don't focus on the joy and the fun of getting there, of going to where we're going, what's the point of the whole thing? Because if we only focus on the achievement, the goal, that one thing we're trying to get to, and we miss the whole opportunity of the joy and how much fun and what we can do on our way there, then we've missed life. We've missed everything. Some of you may know that I did a show, how long ago? Wow, I guess it's probably like 2 years ago. Called Living Life in the Dash. And it's all about the dash. And what is the dash? The dash is that dash on your tombstone where it has a birth date and a death date, and there's a dash in between. And that's where life is lived, in the dash. It's not lived in either of the two dates. It's lived in the dash. And that's what this quote is really getting to the heart about, and that is that we live life in the day-to-day little things that we're constantly doing. And that, yeah, it's great when we achieve something and we feel good and we celebrate it. Absolutely. And if we don't take the time to enjoy all the little steps it took to get there, then we're missing out on a huge, huge piece of life. We're missing out on 99% of life. Because once we achieve that thing that we're striving for, that goal, it's gone, and then what? Oh, then we have to make another goal. We have to work ourselves crazy to go for the next thing. And then what happens when that thing happens? Oh, a fleeting moment, a little bit of celebration, and then what? Oh, the next thing. And what about all the space in between? That little moment of achievement, it's infinitesimal compared to the journey it took to get there. So this is a reminder to all of us to have more fun, more joy, more laughter, even in this crazy, challenging time. We can find little ways. I see lots of people posting all kinds of funny things on Facebook. You absolutely can still keep your sense of humor, even in the most difficult, challenging times. And indeed, that's how we get through these challenging times. It's by remembering all those little ways of just having fun with ourselves and having fun with life, even if we're stuck. I mean, there's some hysterical videos about being in quarantine. You know, whenever I see them come up, I love them and I share them because it just makes me chuckle and it reminds me not to take life so seriously, even when we're in a serious situation. Yes, I mean, we have to be mindful. And yes, you know, we can't take it too unseriously, but it's having fun with ourselves to help us get through the day. So I hope you enjoyed our quotes from Mike Dooley in the Universe and from Abraham. I know I did. I always do. And I think they're rather apropos for my guest today, because I think she's a pretty good embodiment of these very principles. And so it is my pleasure to introduce to you Monique Blaxio, who is the founder of the Business Launch Portal, helping entrepreneurs worldwide to build scalable business so they can stop selling their time, earn a six-plus figure income, and have a bigger impact. Monique is an awarded international speaker, trainer, coach, and published author. She's won the Public Speaking Toastmasters competition twice on the European level and has shared the stage. You know, I actually won, I don't think I only made it to the regional finals, but I won a regional final of Toastmasters a billion years ago. And has shared the stage with top entrepreneurs, motivational speakers, and political leaders like Gary Vaynerchuk. Ooh, Gary V. Love Gary V. Sheryl Roche, former U.S. Foreign Minister John Kerry. Wow. Former Malaysian Prime Minister Najib Razak. And former European Council President Herman Van Rompuy? Okay. And many others. Monique also runs My Speaker Business, a platform for professional speakers from around the world to exchange with and support each other. Here, they get what it takes to step into more stages, also internationally, and to get paid for sharing their wisdom on stage and online, which the way most speaking businesses are right now, online. Her weekly business launch radio show regularly attracts listeners in more than 60 countries. Before becoming an entrepreneur, Monique worked for almost 15 years in different international leadership positions in marketing and change management. Bringing her passion for business together with her love for speaking, she helps executives, entrepreneurs, turn their message into their golden key to success. Her business mantra is, speak up, scale up, and make a bigger difference. So you guys can see why I love to have her on the show. Welcome to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Monique. How are you doing today?
It's amazing. I know, Sam, you're doing such an incredible job to inspire and empower everyone out there with your weekly podcast. It's amazing.
Thank you. Well, you know, I have a lot of fun doing it. I enjoy it. And I try almost never to have anybody on who I'm not interested in talking to. So, I mean, hopefully other people are getting it. It seems like we're getting some Facebook love out there. I always say if you're not enjoying what you're doing, then you're doing something wrong. Now, Monique, you're a real, not just entrepreneur, but I would call you like an entrepreneur evangelist in a way, right? You're a real advocate for entrepreneurs. And but you grew up in an environment that wasn't necessarily so friendly to entrepreneurship, did you?
Yeah, absolutely. And also a wholehearted welcome to all of you that are with us right now. And I know I've seen actually you're streaming this also on live on Facebook, on your page, on my page. And so welcome. It's great that you're taking the time to check in with us. Please take the opportunity to ask all your questions you want to ask to Sam and myself as we go through this together. So yeah, you're right, Sam. Going back to my upbringing, and you know, again, where we come from makes us who we are today, right? So I grew up actually in Eastern Germany every one of you that knows Eastern Germany, a little bit of about German history, and you see how old I am. Well, you know, I grew up actually, behind the wall on the Eastern German side. So would have been unthinkable to come and visit you in New York, Sam. Okay. I even learned French at a time where I thought I would never see Paris. So I've been on the street actually making the wall come down. It might not look like it, but yes, I am that old. And in the end, we succeeded. What the impact was on me is in different directions. One thing was that in Eastern Germany, people normally didn't have their own business. Most people were, there were some, but most people were actually state employed, resources state owned. Hey, it was a socialist communist system, right? And we grew up with a mantra, a girl, be good at school, get a good job, live a good life, right? I mean, no one would ever tell me any kind of entrepreneurial wisdom. And what's really funny, the wall came down when I was 18. Now you can calculate my age. But what was funny is at the age of 10, 14, and 18, I had like this intrinsic feeling for what people need, giving it to them and making money. So at the age of 10, 14, 18, I already applied entrepreneurial principles without even knowing it. At the age of 18, I already had people making money for me. Okay. Not that I was a millionaire at the time, but hey, you know, I financed my driving license and a couple of other good things, right, in this way. And so even though I never learned what it means to be an entrepreneur, I always had it inside of me. But then, as I said, I never thought that I would ever run my own business. It was just something that I couldn't imagine that people would be doing something like that. So when the wall came down, I started to study economics and followed everyone's advice, like be good at school. So I was one of the top students at university. Get a good job, live a good life. And that's what I did for 15 years, close to 15 years. I studied economics, and then I started to go into the, some people call it rat race, other call it like the staircase to heaven, whatever it is for you, everyone chooses their own life path. But, for me, for a long time, it was exciting. I first worked at IBM for 1.5 years. Then I joined another big, one of the biggest global logistics companies. And eventually I was in a position where between me and the top CEO, there were only two people, which was amazing for a girl from Eastern Germany like me. And I loved my job because I got in touch with people from all over the world. I was like an entrepreneur in a business until I wasn't anymore. And that broke it to me at some point. And then I got a kick by destiny into my butt two times pretty shortly after the other. It was around, a little more than 10 years ago now. I lost a great friend of mine entirely unexpectedly. He died very suddenly at the age of 46, leaving a 5-year-old child behind. And then shortly after, my boss died. By the way, the SARS virus, SARS, also age 46, leaving a five-year-old child behind. And I said, whoa, what is that message? I have to say that when I was, you know, working in the entrepreneurial world, in the corporate world, I was very analytical and structured and logical, you know, and I wasn't spiritual at the time. I didn't know anything about, you know, what I know today. But so still, I felt touched inside by these sudden deaths in, you know, of people that were close to me. And I realized that it's time for me to think about what kind of life do I want to live? And I started to ask the coaching question. People always ask yourself, and you always take them lightly and never take them seriously until you do, by getting this kick in the butt by destiny. And I asked myself the question, when I'm 46 and I have to leave this planet, what do I want to die out of? And it was not a corporate job. So I didn't jump out right away, but not so long after. And I left the corporate world and I, you know, built a business together with five partners. Long story short, 1.5 years later, I had busted about 60,000 euros, right? Wow. Not a lot in the startup world perspective, but a lot on my bank account, right? And, you know, and I learned, I jokingly today say I learned 10,000 ways of how not to build a business. It was a costly and, you know, pretty painful experience, to be honest. But the more we learn what doesn't work, the more we learn what does work. And here I am, you know, 10 years later, working with entrepreneurs from all over the world, really, like, you know, I'm in Europe. And, you know, so a lot of my clients are from Europe, but we also have quite a few Asians, Middle East, you know, you Americans, and every single one an amazing change maker, entrepreneur, and person that really wants to make a bigger impact in the world. And we help them really build a bridge into the world of being an entrepreneur. And most of our clients have been entrepreneurs already for a while, but they're really ready to grow and scale their business and really build a business structure and business concept and a business around what they love doing most, in a way that they're not just selling their time anymore. You know, that they will have several income streams and they grow the impact that they're making, they grow the income, they grow the number of people they're serving, and eventually they build a scalable business. And here's another aspect of mine, Sam, that, you know, I normally say I have three passions in life, right? Entrepreneurship, speaking, and my husband, right? Of course, not in that order, but, you know, I love speaking. I love being on stage. I love sharing my message and share what I've learned. And I love to see other people shine. So a lot of our clients also, we encourage them to get out there and bring their message out in a greater way. So much about me, from where I grew up and my experience and where I am today. And I'm sure you have other questions for me, Sam.
I have tons of questions. We're just getting started, but we do have to take a quick break. So let's take this break. When we come back, I just want to ask you a little bit more about why you're doing what you're doing today. I mean, I got what got you the transition. I want to talk a little bit more about that. And then we're going to get into our main topic of the day, which is embracing opportunities in challenging times, okay? So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this live every Thursday, 12 noon Eastern to 1 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook Live and all over the platforms everywhere. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back after this. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you for joining us today. I am speaking with a dear friend and mentor, Monique Blachsel from Germany, actually, our international guest today. And just a quick shout out to loyal listener, Patty. Thank you for tuning in. Yes, you can find the Live Life in the Dash on Apple Podcasts or Google Play, and where all of my podcasts are posted. Yes, you can find it there. So Monique, you've kind of came from sort of a very, let's call it just a traditional background of, you know, working for large corporations. And eventually, you know, you had that experience where, you know, you lost a couple of friends, a couple of people close to you, and you decided, hey, I don't want to be working a corporate job anymore. But what is it about working with entrepreneurs today that lights you up so much? You know, you're so giving and you bring so much to your coaching business and to supporting fellow entrepreneurs. What is it about entrepreneurship that really drives you so much and you know, has you just like with such an open heart giving to people the way you do?
Right. I mean, just before the break, you asked that question also in a with a few other words where you said, why do you do what you do today? Right. Such a powerful question. And the why, from my perspective, always has two dimensions, if not many more, but two major ones for me. It's always the why for me and why for the people I serve. Right. So why for myself? Again, as I said, you know, of course, when I went through the corporate world for some time, I was, I was content, if not for a little while, also happy with what I was doing. I was learning, I was growing, I was evolving. But eventually I felt everyone speaking about the glass ceiling. It wasn't really like a glass ceiling. Although being a woman in a leadership position in the corporate world in Europe at the time wasn't always, the easiest. You know, I had the feeling like I couldn't develop and grow as much as I wanted to anymore. I didn't feel like the changes I wanted to make, I couldn't really make. I felt limited in what I could actually do. And also I asked myself, what is my life purpose? And although we earned billions for the company, which is very honorable, right? I mean, and loving your teams up. I had teams all over the world. Loving your clients up, all of that is nice, but I realized it wasn't my life purpose. Mm-hmm. Not that at that time I knew my life purpose was what I know today it is. It was a journey to actually get it clear. But I realized that what I was doing and where I was not what I wanted to die out of. I realized that I wanted to expand. I wanted to grow. I wanted to be free, okay? Free to decide when I work, how much I work, how much money I make, who I work with, right? I mean, this kind of freedom that a lot of people crave about and entrepreneurs are often living. You spoke earlier about, Sam, you spoke about joy. Mm-hmm. I wanted to have more joy, right? I wanted to, you know, I wanted to see the sparkle in people's eyes that I'm working with. And also, as I said, I always intrinsically somehow inside of me, I was an entrepreneur. I just didn't know it consciously back then. So, of course, I chose the entrepreneurial path, right? Mm-hmm. And even though also on the speaking side, I was a paid speaker already while I was in the corporate world. And still, when you're a speaker being in the corporate world, you often speak about very technical things. Right. You're not expressing what's in your heart, what's right. in your mind. So that's why for myself, why I stepped out. And today, why I do what I do is because, hey, I made a lot of mistakes. And I wish I had known someone that took me by the hand as we are taking our clients by the hand and build and give them the guidance and the accountability and, you know, the community, the bubble of love, as we call it. I didn't have that. So I thought, again, I saw a big need. I realize there's a lot of entrepreneurs that are, you know, especially coaches, trainers, consultants, speakers, even though some of them make a lot of money, a lot of them make just as much to just go by right now. This is what the current crisis also shows. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't have savings as entrepreneurs. And I wonder just if we all work like from month to month to just pay our bills, oh my God, that's not the freedom I wanted to have. And that's not the freedom I want my clients to have. So I wanted, you know, I want my clients to be avoiding the mistakes I made and really grow and scale their business so they become and embrace the freedom they want to have. so they can really become free enough to do what they love doing most, that they don't need to take clients on board they don't like, that they don't need to do jobs they don't like, but that they can fully embrace, you know, who they are and do what they love doing most and make really good money, more than they would ever make if they would stay in their job. And also, I just feel, I believe in the power of connection. I can do as much. But once I help these amazing entrepreneurs, and Sam, you know the experience, right? When we work with our entrepreneurs and they step up and make a bigger difference, we make a bigger difference together, yeah, right?
Absolutely.
Again, for me, it's all about, yes, speak up. Okay, I want people to share their message and share their voice and go out of their comfort zone. But at the same time, I also love them to scale up, to grow the service they provide and the impact they're making. And, you know, why do it's, you know, my slogan is saying it, impact, make a bigger difference, impact the world.
Right.
That's why. And together we impact the world together.
Yeah.
This is my
why. Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, I really relate to something that you said, because one time I got a reading, I think it was an astrology reading or something, and it said that, like, I'm here to, I make all the mistakes so I can teach people not to make the same mistakes that I made. And I'm like, oh, why did I choose such a rough life path? And believe me, I've made all the mistakes. I really have. But it's also helped me to be able to, when I work with people, to give them better guidance than I ever had, just like you, to be able to say, like, hey, maybe you want to avoid that, and this is why, or this was my experience with something like that. And a lot of people, I think, can use that. You know, they say it's better to learn by grace than by karma, right? Learning by grace is learning from someone else's experience. Learning by karma is learning from your own experience.
Yeah.
So I want to get into our topic for today. But we just got like a minute or two before we go to our next break. So let's just touch upon it briefly, and then we'll go to break, and then we'll come back and we'll really dig into it. And we're going to talk about sort of embracing opportunities in these challenging times. And let's just kind of lay the foundation work. Like, why is it okay? Like, why should we be even looking for opportunities? Because, you know, some people are so distraught and having such a difficult time right now that it's even hard to conceive of embracing an opportunity. But why is now more important than ever?
Yeah. So, Sam, I know we're going to go into the break. So just let me state a simple truth right here, right now, to set the foundation of our conversation. And the simple truth, I think we all know, is what we think is triggering how we feel. And how we feel is triggering our action. And our action is triggering the result and the life we are living. So now, along those lines, we're going to dive right after the break into how do people right now respond to what's happening, and how can we choose another way of thinking so we feel in a different way, we take action in a different way, and we get a different experience and result.
Okay. Wonderful. Excellent. And very much in alignment with our quotes for the day. So, as I said, our quotes of the day are always so apropos. All right, everybody. So please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. My guest this hour is Monique Blackseal, founder of the Business Launch Portal, an amazing entrepreneur, coach, speaker, author. And we will be right back after these messages. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. Eastern, right here on talkradio.nyc. And time to give out a little bit Facebook Live. Paula, oh, thank you so much. Wonderful to see you, too. Glad you're enjoying the show. I also see that regular listeners, Sanaya and William, have commented, but I don't see the comments. And Regina, thank you all for commenting and sharing the video. I will have to figure out why I'm not seeing your comments, but I know they're there somewhere. Anyway, getting back to the show, we're talking about embracing opportunities in challenging times. And Monique, before we went to break, you kind of very clearly pointed out that our life and how we're living it today, it's really all in our response to the situation. That it's not the situation that really determines how the quality of our life and the state of our being, but it's really our response to it. And it's one of the things that I've seen people talk about a lot, that sort of one of the most dangerous things about what's going on today is not the actual physical virus, but it's actually the mental virus of fear. And that if we give into that fear and depression and sadness, that it actually hinders us tremendously, doesn't it?
Yeah, it absolutely does. So, obviously since it started, I mean, there's a lot of not so nice feelings going through, I think all of us in some point, right? I mean, even the most solid, strong, vibrant, joyful, wise people have been probably looking up for some time saying, whoa, what's happening here, right? So what I've been observing since we have come into that current coronavirus time is that people respond in three different ways. A friend of mine just recently sent me a perfect graphic that illustrated it. What he said is, people are either in the fear zone, right? Or they're in the learning zone or in the growth zone. And I personally feel like, yes, it's either the fear part or people are in the surrender phase and zone, and other people are in what I call the creation zone or phase, okay? And that could be that either we are going through these three phases, which I see with a lot of people, or some people just are in one of these zones and stay in one of these zones, right? So the challenge is with people that are in this fear zone, and I know we're not there all the time, but a lot of people that are in the fear zone kind of withdraw, okay? They go inwards. So what they do is, they take in all information in an unfiltered way. Right, they watch all the news, they check on a regular basis, like what are the coronavirus numbers? They take in every bit of information and news that hits them, and not only do they take it in, they even spread it, because they love actually to see other people be in the fear zone with them. And they take in information in an unfiltered way, and that's almost dangerous, because what we are spreading is what you're saying, what you're calling, Sam, the fear virus, right? So, again, not only do we feel bad about what's happening, it's also that we, pull others in to actually feel bad about what's happening. And, and there's quite some danger in it. And I know that media have such a power of sharing news, but you really cannot take it in an unfiltered way. You need to ask yourself, does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And also, do I actually want to be showered all the time with these negative news? Mm-hmm. Again, it's a choice. If you think you need to know all that, how are you going to feel about it? You feel bad about it?
Right.
What action do you take? You include others to feel bad about it? And what's the result? Probably not a happy party, right? Yeah. Neither for your life, nor for yourself, nor for your loved ones, nor for your business. So I think that most people don't even want to be there, right? So let's get out of this space.
Right.
The next space that I see a lot of people are in is the space of surrender. People start understanding, they start giving in to what is happening. They say, oh my God, there's something that's out of my control. I can do anything anyhow. Let me just, again, they accept the status quo. They say, okay, it's just a time. I meditate more, and there's nothing wrong with meditation. It's great. I do meditate probably even more than normal. So, but it's really a space where they take care of themselves, and there's nothing wrong with taking care of ourselves. It's really people that, just feel like, let me just you know, take time to learn and grow. And all of that is good. But it's a space where we are not moving forward, where we are not moving out. It's like a little cocoon where we are in there and we try to stay safe and we bring our loved ones in there. But we say, hey, you know what? You know, there's no time now to step out. And, you know, the kind of thinking people have that are in this zone is like, okay, no one wants to do business now anyhow, right? I shouldn't be selling anything right now because, again, that would be aggressive or whatever else people think. Or it could be something like, now is not the time to go out. Let's go inward, right? Or it's what people think is like, now is not a time to share what I have. It's time to go inward and maybe produce something for now, but it's not a time to go out. You know, it's, I have a lot of speaker friends, and a lot of, you know, not all of them, but some of them also are in the surrender zone where they realize that all the events have been canceled and they say, has been canceled. So now let me go and produce something. So I'm ready when we're coming out of that time again. Okay. So what that does, what that mindset does is, yes, it might make us productive. Yes, it might help us learn. But again, all we do is we keep it inside of us. We are not serving, supporting others, right? And because of that, we create something, but no one sees it because we feel like it's not safe right now to go out, right? And when we are there, when we are thinking that, we feel comfortable in ourselves, but we still feel like a victim to the current situation. And when we feel like, okay, I can't do anything, so let me play small, at least in some way, you know, at least it makes us feel good, right? And we feel like at least we're doing something. But again, we are not taking action on embracing the opportunities we have right now, right? And because we are not embracing these opportunities, we are not going out. We are not actually getting results. And our businesses are either shrinking or staying stable, but they're not expanding. And as we've seen in so many financial crisis times, people that started to embrace opportunities, that started to step in the zone of creation and sharing and giving and serving and growing, they were normally the winners of phases like this. We've seen it in business many times over. And so let's talk about the third area. And I really invite you to consider if that is not a space, it's time for you to step into. So that area is like we start seeing beyond who we are. Okay. We like what are the thoughts we're having in that kind of creation and expansion zone and opportunity zone is we say to ourselves, well, yes, I mean, there might be certain circumstances, but these circumstances are opportunities. Whatever is happening what is happening in our world is not happening to us, it's happening for us, right? We start seeing opportunities on what's happening right now. We start adapting, we are flexible. We ask ourselves the questions like, how can I serve in a greater way? We ask the question, what do people around me need right now? We ask the question, how can I serve more people in a greater way right now? And we also just don't only come from heart, right? I mean, we just founded a heart-powered global nation community where we already have more than 100 people in there from all over the world. And we'd love you to join, by the way. I hope, Sam, we can share that link somewhere, right? But, you know, it's like these type of people come together and together we think about how can we support and uplift each other to really make a bigger difference together. And Sam, shall I share some opportunities I see right now in the current time?
Yeah, absolutely. I just want to say one quick thing, though, is there's no reason we can't necessarily do both of create, meditate, work on ourselves, and put ourselves out there, and grow our businesses, and these opportunities. I'm a big believer that you know, we can actually do both, not
yes,
just
we can absolutely yes. The question is, where do we want to set our boundary? Where do we want to set, you know, where do we say I go until here and not any further, right? And again, I'm not saying that there's any judgment from my side. Okay, everyone really right now is doing their best to go through this. Okay, and even if you're feeling that you're in the fear zone right now, we are all doing our best, right? I mean, there's a lot of empathy and there's a lot of love, no matter where people are here, right? And again, all I'm saying is we have a choice, right? I love this quote, like, I'm not born a winner. I'm not born a loser. I'm born a chooser. So the question is, what do I choose right now, right? And here are some opportunities of what you could do right now to turn whatever challenges you're facing into an opportunity.
Okay, so I want you to hold that for a second because we're going to take our last break of the show.
Okay, good.
And then we'll get into what are those opportunities right now when we come back after this, okay?
Perfect.
So everybody, please stay tuned. You're listening to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. We do this every Thursday, 12 noon to 1 p.m. right here on talkradio.nyc and all over Facebook. And we will be right back after these messages. And welcome back to the Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity. Thank you all for staying with us. I see on Facebook Live, dear friend Ellie Pizzell says, this is so good. She's loving us up. I appreciate that. Patty, loyal listener, says, love the quote, not born a winner nor loser, but a chooser. Love it. Thank you, Patty. And please, just a reminder to everybody listening in, if you're enjoying this conversation, you think there's some value in here, please share the video. Please share the podcast with your friends, whether you're listening to it live or you're listening to a recording afterwards. Don't keep us the best kept secret in the world. Well, we're not, but we're all over the place. We're in 100 different countries around the world. But please share it. The more this type of a message gets out, I think the more we can have this heart-centered movement of lifting ourselves up out of it. Okay. So, Monique, before we went to break, you said you had some opportunities for us to embrace. What kinds of opportunities do you see right now?
Right. So I know that, as you know, that I work a lot with entrepreneurs, I work a lot with speakers. So I'm going to jump into that area right away. There's much more to say, but let's jump into that. So on the business side, if you wonder how can you grow and scale your business, even in the current times, just really ask yourself, who are your clients and what do your clients need most right now? Reach out to them actively, okay? And then, you know, just think about, can you just create this new product or this new speech or this new message or this new online program or, you know, whatever is your way of working with your clients. Can you create this right now? And don't just go into the production phase, co-create it with your clients. Don't just produce it on your own desk and then you get it out when, you know, when the crisis times are over and we can all walk the planet again. No, co-create it with them right now, right here. And yes, also get paid for it. Okay, because it's not that the money has disappeared from the planet, right? Do it right now. Co-create it with them and maybe charge a little bit less than you normally do in these sensitive times or give people different payment options and charge the same, but co-create it with them. And then also
one of the things that you've pointed out is that people are actually spending a lot less money on things like travel and eating out. Yeah. The people actually in some ways have more money if they haven't lost their job, of course, but people may have more income to do something with than they usually do because they're not spending things on a lot of things they usually spend it on.
Exactly. So there is money available. Okay. And then also, you know, marketing wise, get out there, get your message out in a greater way. And as you know, I'm a speaker. So a lot of people say, hey, there's no events, I can speak. Well, you can. See, I mean, Sam and I are speaking right here, right now. Actually, today, I've been on 3 online opportunities to speak. In the morning, I've spoken at an online, you know, my friend Sandra Green, an amazing lady as well. She's running an online leadership festival right now over 2 weeks, and I gave an hour session on that. Then over lunch, I was interviewed by a friend of mine in the UK. Now, actually, I have the opportunity and honor to speak to you here. So just find opportunities to get the word out on webinars, on online summits, on podcasts, you know, run your own webinars. You know, there's so many opportunities to share your message right now. And one last thing, now is the perfect time for you to grow your network. Okay, so don't sit there and wait that people are coming to you. Join empowering communities like our Heart Powered Global Nation. Join us, connect with other entrepreneurs, speakers, and change makers. Get to know what they're doing. You know, get positive vibes and encouragement from all of us. You know, exchange and support with each other. That just makes all the difference. Just this one conversation. You know, if you go for one meaningful conversation each day with people from all over the world that we work with, oh my God, that's going to show you and open you incredible doors and opportunities of what else you can do to bring your business to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I did post the link to the Heart-Powered Global Nation in the comment section of the videos. Maybe you can talk for a minute just about what your intention is behind that group and why you set it up and what you are hoping people will actually get from that.
Yeah, oh my God, there were so many reasons why I started this community. So the name is already speaking for itself, right? And our members say, oh my God, the name is really resonating with me right now. So it's Heart-Powered. That's also my new business name. So it's heart because you need to feel it from the heart. You're not connecting mind to mind with people. We connect from heart to heart. Right. We make business and buying decisions, you know, from our heart. You know, and heart is not enough. It needs to be smart. It needs to be powerful. Heart holds power. It's not only brain holds power. Heart holds so much more power. And, you know, and Global Nation, I just realized following the news, we all spoke about this is happening in the US and this is happening in China and this is happening in Germany. I think we are all just one. We are all one global nation. And the sooner we understand that, the better. So this community is for entrepreneurs, speakers, change makers that really, you know, want to connect with incredible, like-minded, heart-powered people from all over the world. Mm-hmm. Learn from each other, grow with each other, and we run regular webinars. We run like 2-week mastery courses at the moment on how you build online products and other topics. So come and join us because all of that is knowledge you can tap into. And it's not only knowledge, we guide you step by step by step on how you can step up with your business and your speaking right now. Yeah. And Sam, if I can say also on the speaking side, any one of you that feels you want to get your message out there in a greater way, I'd also be very happy to share with you, Sam, the link to a checklist that I have. It's called the Speaking Business Booster Checklist, right? So if you want to get your message out in a greater way, okay, you can actually check that out as well and, you know, get your message out in a greater way.
Wonderful.
And also, yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much. That's a wonderful gift. I appreciate that. I'm sure my listeners will appreciate that as well as the audience will appreciate that as well. You know, it was interesting in the things you said, you know, when you came up with the idea and sort of the people who sort of know you and are close to you started supporting you, I invited several friends, colleagues that I knew to the group just because I felt it was a really great place to connect. And I was surprised how many of them accepted the invitation so quickly, because I think just the title of it, the idea of being a heart-powered global nation, really appealed to people and brought the people in. It's kind of, as somebody once said, it's groups tend to self-select themselves. And they, when they identify themselves, like, yeah, that's the kind of person I am. I'm somebody who joins a heart-centered global nation. Like, that's how you attract the people who are just the right people to come to the group.
Exactly. So I think we need to bring people together to create greater magic together. And the beautiful thing is we co-create it together with my clients, so, and with other people. It's not my community. Once you join us and you want to nourish it and grow it and support people in there, it's yours, right? So if you come with that intention and you want to actively engage, we all co-own it. And I think this is also a new concept. A lot of people are just, you know, and even right now I see it, a lot of marketers, they just push their online products and all what they have out there. It's all about me, myself, and I. Yeah. Well, it's not, right? I mean, we can make each other shine, and each of us has wisdom inside of us. Right. That we can share with a greater number of people. Right. I also created that space to give people an opportunity to shine and to share what they have. Right. All the amazing gifts that every one of you that is today with us, yeah, holds inside. Come join us and share what you have so people can see it and benefit from what you have in a greater way. Yeah. And it's a safe space to be able to do this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We only have a couple of minutes left to the show. Monique, do you have any final words, messages, things you want to let people know about before we give out your contact information and we let people know how to get in touch with you?
Yeah. So as I said, I mean, our Heart Power Global Nation is very close to my heart right now. So if you feel called, come and join us. We also run regular interviews to really, and Sam, you've been with us, and we're going to stream that very soon as well. We wanted to, you know, give all of you positive vibes and inspiration on a regular basis of what you can do to turn the current challenges into opportunities. So we're going to stream these interviews on a regular basis. We run weekly webinars to give concrete insights on how to actually embrace opportunities right now. And as I said, we have these two-week mastery courses we are running. And if you want to get in touch, the best way is probably either, connect with me directly on LinkedIn, Monique Bloxell, okay? And as I said, you find me in our Heart Powered Global Nation. You can also check out my website, it's moniquebloxell.com. So there's so many ways of how we can connect, and I definitely look forward to hear from you and to hear about how you are turning your challenges into opportunities right now. So just ending with my business mantra is speak up, scale up, impact the world. Let's do it together.
Wonderful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Monique. And again, if people want to find her, Monique Bloxell, it's Blokzyl. Just look for her and MoniqueBloxell.com. You can go there and learn all about her, what she does, how she offers stuff. Patty Brand says, lots of value. I always walk away from your show with fresh ideas. Ellie Pizzell says, thank you, Monique. Getting lots of Facebook love. Thank you all. I so appreciate my tribe, the people who join us every week and share us. Monique, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule. I know you're always doing so much. You're always giving so much. I really appreciate you taking the time to come on my show and carve it out. So thank you so much.
Thank you for running it. You are an incredible token of life for many people, Sam. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. Stay tuned. Next up right here on talkradio.nyc, it's Ken Foster and his show, Voices of Courage. And you know what? Maybe in the coming weeks, you might hear about some new shows coming on the network. So stay tuned. And also, if you haven't yet, go to talkradio.nyc and sign up for our newsletter so you can keep in touch with everything that's going on with the network and all the shifts and changes. Thank you all for tuning in. Take care. We will talk to you next week.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.